Hello and welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host Michael Gomez and this is going to be episode 18 of the podcast. And for those of you who are on the YouTube side, you can tell that this is a little bit different as you guys finally get to see my face and you finally get to put a face to that voice. So this is going to be something new that I'm going to be doing for the podcast as well as the channel as a whole, and it kind of ties into what we are going to be talking about today. Is I'm going to be talking about how I plan to revamp both my channel as well as the podcast. So if that's what you're into, please be sure to sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright, hello guys, and welcome back. And for those of you who are new to this podcast, let me introduce myself. My name is Michael Gomez, and filmmaking is my passion, and I started this podcast as well as this channel to share my passion with the world and motivate others as well as myself. So typically how it goes is each week, typically Sundays, don't really have a particular time when I upload the new episodes, but typically it can range from anywhere in film, whether it be a movie that I just watched that I want to talk to you guys about, or certain things about filmmaking, or what I plan to do with the channel, or even delving into like some personal topics. I just did a episode fairly recently about mental health, and that was a pretty big one to do right here on the podcast. So this one's typically going to be all about something that has been weighing very heavy on my mind for the past couple of, I want to say weeks, and that is that I feel like I could be doing better with both the channel and this podcast. And one of the things that I started with was the video form, the one that you're watching right now, is not as good as it could be, or as it should be. And what I mean by that is, if you go to all the episodes prior to this one, essentially, it's just me ripping the audio straight from the audio file and placing that into an editing software and then just compiling it with images related to the subject that I just talked about. And I found that that's pretty boring, as you guys deserve better, and it could get pretty boring looking at 1 to 3 images for the span of about 25 to 30 minutes. So I figured now would be the right time to bust my camera out and let you guys know like who this is behind the camera and who's been talking to you for the past 4 or 5 months or so. Or 6 months actually now, I think about it, wow. And so this is one of the baby steps to it. I wanna put a lot more time and effort into the video form of the podcast. So as of right now, this episode it's just gonna be me. But when I do get guests along for the podcast, so Caden or Josh or anyone else, you're going to see them on the video as well. So this will be something new and exciting, something that I'm just trying to spice things up, just put a little bit more effort into the podcast, because I feel like you guys deserve that, because not everybody listens to it on Spotify or Apple Music. So I want to give a YouTube audience just as much attention, or at least try to grow that audience a little bit more. Now, as far as my channel goes, one of the things that's been very discouraging for me for a long time was that I really felt that no matter how much like work I was putting in or time into the videos, my view count was just going lower and lower and lower, which, I mean, it already is. It's only 18 subs and like with an average of 20 to 30 views per video. But for the past few weeks, it's been kind of dwindling, and the podcast is one of the lowest viewed videos because of it. Typically, where my other videos can get anywhere between 20 to 30, the podcast barely manages to get half the views in a matter of sometimes even months, and it's really weighed on me negatively. I probably shouldn't let it as much as it does, but I don't know, that's just the way I'm thinking. I like to think in big grand like scheme of things and stuff like that, and I always look at like the bigger picture, and I always want to jump forward rather than take things one step at a time, which is something that I've been trying to work on. But anyway, one of the things was, it was just weighing on me in a bad way, and that's one of the reasons why I did the mental health episode on the podcast, was because it was having an effect on me. This is a tip for anybody who's starting YouTube, who is in the same position as me, like just starting out their channel and just starting to grow an audience, or those of you who are wanting to start a YouTube channel. I want to give you this advice straight away, that you should not pay attention to the analytics as much. Now, I get what some of you are going to say, like, well, shouldn't you, so you know how well your video is performing, what you can improve on? Yes, but when you're first starting out, you need to know that when you're starting, like, from the bottom, like, unless you told some people beforehand that you were starting a channel, you're going to start at zero, and you really need to grow your audience, like, from the ground up, like, from scratch, basically. And it's a very difficult thing to do. And when you look at the analytics, sometimes they can be very discouraging, as they could tell you, hey, you know, this video that you put a lot of time and effort into, it's not doing too well. And looks like your audience isn't desiring this type of content, or you should try something different. And that can be very discouraging to a lot of creators that are trying to do what they want to do. As at the end of the day, it is just numbers, but you have to remember that YouTube is a crazy thing. I'm still trying to learn how the algorithm works, and I know it's affected a lot of other content creators, not just myself, but others. And it almost sucks, because I have seen a lot of people who were very passionate about YouTube and have started it, and some of them that I've known personally, and others I've seen on other channels, and so they've been the ones that have inspired me to create my YouTube channel and everything. And it's just very disheartening to see that they kind of like lose that drive and that passion, because it almost feels like YouTube itself is telling them that they don't want them and they should just go do something different. And for the longest time, I want to say about a few months, I'd say, that has really hit me, like, hard, like, because for the longest time, that's why I took such a long hiatus on both the podcast as well as the channel, as, like, I didn't know what to put out, I didn't want to put out anything, because I was basically thinking, what's the point, because only 20 or 30 people are gonna watch the video, and that's if the video is successful. If it's not successful, then it's barely gonna break 10. And for a while, I had to sit there and, like, really think about it. But the thing that got me up and got me motivated was the fact that, yeah, your audience is going to be small at the beginning, but you need to focus solely on them and what they're watching. If they're liking the video, if they're commenting on the video, if they've subscribed. And a lot of times these days, YouTubers will tell you that the subscriber button doesn't matter, because, yeah, they'll subscribe to you, but depending on how many other channels they've subscribed to, you'll kind of get lost in, like, their inbox. It's almost like emails. Like, it's like letting your inbox get too big, and you lose track of a bunch of emails, and you end up sending a bunch of stuff, like, to junk automatically, or you end up not checking it at all. So that's the hardest thing, is, yeah, while the subscriber thing is good and you want to grow that fan base, you need to focus solely on the audience that you have now, so that you could keep them coming back, and maybe potentially they'll bring in some new eyes for you. And that's really one of the things that I've been trying to think of for the past couple months, and one of the things that I'm trying to do so I can help not only benefit the channel, but myself, and get myself in a positive mindset, because that's really what's been holding me back at this point from producing any more content, is it's really been myself. That's why you haven't seen any new Twilight Zone episodes at all, or practically, because I started writing the script for episodes 2 and 3, and then once COVID and everything hit, I just kind of stopped, and everything that went on with my personal life just kind of halted me as well, and it kind of just got me into this funk that I've kind of remained in for a long time, a little too long, I'd like to add. And yeah, 2020's not been the best year for a lot of people, but while it has been full of its negatives, I have been working and I have been managing to find some of the positive side effects of it. Like, for instance, it's given me a lot more time to think specifically about my passion and where I want to end up with my life, and also what I can do to improve my passion, which is this. And it's filmmaking, and it's doing YouTube channels, and it's in the digital video landscape. That's what I want to do. My big goal in life is that's what I want my job to be. If I'm not directing, I want to be writing. I want to be writing screenplays. I really enjoy the writing process. I still have a lot to learn, but from what I do now, I already thoroughly enjoy the writing process. I'd say I almost like the writing process as much, if not more, than the filming process itself, because I believe I referenced it in a social media post I made earlier. Translating a story from script to screen is such a different thing, because you have this specific vision in your head and you can only see that vision. So when you're filming it and it doesn't go exactly as you planned, you tend to lash out a little bit and you're like, well, I thought of this perfectly in my head. Where did I go wrong? And it's one of the things that I had to think of when I was making that Twilight Zone episode. Because yeah, I had wrote about a 26 page script for that first episode, and it ended up being a lot shorter than it should have been. I was aiming for a basic Twilight Zone episode length, which was about 22 to 24 minutes in length, and what we ended up shooting ended up going out to about 15 minutes, and that's bad. That's 10 minutes of footage that we lost. Not lost, but we didn't film at all. Like, the film itself could have been longer. It could have been a lot more in depth. I feel like it could have done a lot better in terms of dialogue. That was my biggest problem, was I was being a little too loose as a director, and I wasn't telling my actors to stick very closely to the script. Not to mention that it was a super rushed production. I mean, we probably shot that thing and edited it within the course of about 26 hours. So that was about 7-8 hours of filming, and then actually it wasn't that long, but regardless, my first film that I had made was a huge learning experience for me, as it taught me how to act and negotiate with other people. I got to learn how to communicate with other actors and get them to convey what I want them to convey, and that was a really fun thing. And it was my first film perfect? No. Did I think it was going to be a perfect? Yes, I thought I was gonna nail one right out of the park right at the very beginning. And that's where I think a lot of new content creators, not just filmmakers, stumble, is right from the get-go. No matter what you want to do when you're planning to start a YouTube channel, whether that be this or whether it be gaming or vlogging, is you think that you're going to be shooting and editing at the professional level right away. And it doesn't matter who you are, everybody goes through this. So it's completely normal. You think that you're going to be like these people that you follow and everything. And you really gotta learn that it took time for them to get to where they are now. Like, just go ahead and go to your favorite YouTuber. And then go to that video section. And then on the drop-down menu in videos, click sort from oldest to newest. Watch their first video. I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, it was probably pretty crappy. And that's okay. That's what it's supposed to be. So don't let that part discourage you, as your videos are going to suck from the very beginning. And that was something that I had to keep repeating to myself over and over again while I was making the Twilight Zone, was I kept having to repeat to myself at the end of each take, it's not going to be the way I wanted it to be. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect, but we are going to have fun, and we're going to make the best film we possibly can with what we have. And that's what I did. And the more I kept repeating myself and I kept telling myself that, the easier the filming process became, the easier it became putting it all together when I was editing it. And at the end of it all, you're still going to have some sort of fan base, whether that just be your friends or whether that just be your family. You're going to have people that are going to care about what you put out, and you're going to have an audience. There's an audience for everything. You're going to have an audience no matter what. They just don't tell you how big it's going to be. It can be as big as you want it to be, but you got to be willing to put the time and the effort in. I've had some of my cousins and some younger friends of mine ask me, like, I wanna do YouTube, specifically this was gaming, and I asked that person, like, are you sure you want to do this and everything? He's like, yeah, I wanna do it, it'll be fun. And he's like, but I don't wanna put any money into it. I don't wanna spend a whole lot of money on stuff. And I'm not trying to say that you need the fanciest equipment possible or anything like that, like the most expensive thing, the most high-tech gadget, what have you. I'm just saying, if you want to be serious about this type of work, you have to put money into it. You don't have to put a certain amount. You don't have to put an overwhelming amount. You need to put some form of money into it. Because if you're not going to, then you're not going to evolve. Like, let's say you don't buy new equipment. You're never going to learn how to use it. You're never going to learn these techniques. And somewhere along the line, let's say, like, what you're using now just isn't cutting it. And it's wearing down and it's breaking. You got to be willing to put in the time and the money if you want to improve it all. Because there's down the line, there's going to be a thing where that you see in a video and you want to do that, but you can't because you don't have the latest this, or not even just the latest whatever. Like, you need something to get it done, and you don't want to fork over, like, let's say, like, $30 or something. So I ended up telling my cousin, if you're not willing to put that time, effort, and just a tiny bit of money into it, don't do it. Don't do it at all, because then you're going to be sorely disappointed, and you're going to be very discouraged, and you're not going to stick to it. And that's, I believe, the biggest problem with people my age and my generation of doing this, is that a lot of them don't have the patience. They don't take as much time as they should to edit their content. They don't take as much time constantly going over their video or checking their analytics. Not don't do that a lot, but I'm saying that's still something that you should pay attention to. The only point where I would tell you to stop is when you start to notice that it's becoming a little bit of a negative for you. And what I mean by that is, if knowing that when you check that YouTube Creator Studio or whatever, knowing that you're gonna be put in a bad mood when you look at the analytics, don't do that. Look at them every once in a while. I'd say when you put out a video or videos, check on how they're doing every 1 to 2 weeks. And that's just on the analytics side of things. You can go to YouTube and just check out your channel page and see how they're doing view-wise. But check back with it either once or twice a week. And that's better than what I was doing, where I was checking this repeatedly. Like, I was constantly refreshing the screen and everything. And that wasn't good. It was having a negative effect on me. And that kind of translated over to my videos as well as the podcast, as you can hear it in some of my episodes. When I'm very down and negative, I'll talk very quiet like this, And that's not the best thing. But anyway, super long tangent. Anyway, this was one of the new things that we're doing. We're putting a lot more time and effort into the video side of the podcast, so I can give YouTube something to look forward to, just something to look at rather than just a bunch of still images I pulled off of Google. And it's going to be even better, especially when we have guests on the podcast. So I'm currently working with Caden, whom you're all familiar with. He's been on the podcast a few times. I'm currently working with him right now, and we're kind of straightening a bunch of stuff out to figure out what we're going to do on that side of things. And it's just going to be very fun. I'm very excited, and it's just finally nice, because I guess this is technically going to be a face reveal. I don't really know, depending on when this goes up, but that's enough on the podcast side of things. That was really one of the only big changes that I was going to tell you guys, and as far as the audio goes, not much is really going to change. I'm probably going to add maybe a lot more, like, music and things like that, but other than that, the audio form of this podcast isn't really going to change. I really wanted to make an emphasis on the video, and I really want to make it important, and I really want to show it as much love and care as I do on for the Spotify as well as some Apple Music. But anyway, all right, now that we got the podcast side of things out of the way, I want to talk about my YouTube channel as well as my films and where I'm at as far as things, whether that be projects or where I'm at with certain things and what I aim to do and what I aim to release for the remainder of this year. And first off, let me say that I'm going to start a brand new series on the channel. I know I got a lot of series on the channel, and most of them have died. I really think the podcast as well as the film review section is really the only thing that's outlived everything and is still going strong and consistent. But other than that, this is something that I mean to put a lot of time and effort into. It again, you're gonna hear me say this throughout the episode, just time and effort, because those are the two biggest things that I'm trying to focus on right now. And what I mean by that is this series is going to be documenting my filmmaking journey. And I kind of want to start this series so, let's say, years from now, if I had grown an audience, I can look back on those videos and see where I started and how I've grown, both as a filmmaker as well as a person. And I feel like it'd be very fun to share with you guys, kind of share my process and how I like to do things, as it's going to be as new to me as it is to you guys, and it's just been something I've been looking forward to. I have figured out what I want to do. I haven't figured out a title for the series yet, but you can expect a video on that, I want to say, by the end of this coming weekend. So the weekend of the 21st through the 23rd, any one of those days, it should be up. And haven't decided whether this will go up first or that video. But anyway, what I mean by that is, as far as projects go, I got one big project coming up. Nothing is set in stone yet as far as our release date goes. We're pretty much just trying to outline what our plans are. I'm beginning a semi-autobiographical coming-of-age comedy drama. I know that that's a mouthful, but that's essentially what I'm planning on doing. It's going to be loosely based off of my life and my experiences trying to become a filmmaker and trying to go with that dream, as well as living in the COVID age, so that will be fun. The biggest part for me when it comes to doing a story like that is I don't want to make that too much of like a central like thing in the plot. I just want it to kind of be something that kind of like accents it, and is kind of like in the background. So this will be a new experience for me, and it'll be really fun to do. And it's also going to be me talking about my life dealing with CP, cerebral palsy. So that'll be pretty cool. As I'm also very nervous about this because I'm going to be, once again, it's sort of going to be, or mostly going to be autobiographical. So I'm going to be drawing on a lot of real and raw experiences that I've had throughout my life. And I'm very nervous, as I am very excited to share it. Not just with family and friends, but with a bigger audience at large. And but I'm also very nervous, as I'm going to be telling some stories that even my family doesn't know about. So I'm very nervous and very excited. I want to see the reaction to the movie. And like I said before, I'm thinking way too ahead, and I'm trying to work on that right now. But as of right now, I am working on a script. I'm about 15 pages in right now, and sort of the rough outline for this project is I'm in the writing process right now, and I aim to finish the script sometime within no later than a month, and then I want to start filming it in mid to late September, and then I'm aiming to release the film sometime either in late November or December of this year. So that's what I'm aiming for as far as a release date. But once again, that's what that new series is going to be for. It's going to be me updating you guys and just keeping you guys posted as where I'm at with the project, and just to kind of give you guys more of like a personal type thing, as I really feel like I haven't really developed too much of a connection with you guys and with other people, and I feel like that might also help me build my audience, as, and this is part of it, they finally have someone to put to the voice and everything, and it's a lot more personal, and you guys get to go know a lot more about me, a little bit more about me, and I'll just make those videos the best I can. And I expect that first episode to really be just me going more in depth about the project, what it's going to be, what the series is going to be like, and just me talking about my writing process and what I use and how I tackle certain things. So yeah, that'll be pretty fun for you guys to check out, and I'm super excited to see what you guys think. Alright guys, that is it for this episode of the podcast. As always, I hope you guys enjoyed, and like I said, this is going to be something a little different, and it's something that's been on my mind, and I'm so happy that I got to share it with you guys, and I'm excited to continue to share it with you guys, and I can't wait to see what everybody thinks, and I can already tell that this is off to a great start, and I just can't wait to see where it goes from here. As always, be sure to, if you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, as well as share this with a friend. And if you'd like to see more videos like this, be sure to click that notification bell. And if you guys would like to further connect with me, feel free to check out the about section of my channel. I have my links to my Instagram as well as my Twitter, and hopefully somewhere later down the line, I'm possibly thinking about starting a Patreon, so that should be very fun. So that's way in the future, but for right now, if you guys want a deeper connection and follow my journey, feel free to check out my Instagram as well as my Twitter, as I'm hoping to be a lot more active on those for you guys. But as always, thank you for listening, and as always, have an amazing day. Thank you.